Hey guys, I'm so glad you could join me in the Healthy Holiday Kitchen. So today we're going to be making my healthier mince pies. This is definitely one of the recipes that I am most proud of. It was originally passed down from my granny to my mom and then my mom to me. And I remember making these with my granny and my mom when I was small. So the recipe was super, super precious. And it was one of those things that I made every year and it was tradition. And I suppose then about 2 years ago or 3 years ago now, when I started trying to eat a bit healthier, I found it really hard because I was thinking, like, what am I going to do? I can't have mince pies. This is going to be awful. Because for me, the food at Christmas is so important. You know, it gets you in that Christmas feeling. So I was thinking, you know, I have to do something here. And me being me, I was like, I'm going to jump into the kitchen and do my best. So I decided to start taking out some of the ingredients I didn't feel were going to be helpful to my body. They weren't going to help me heal. So I took out all of the margarine, the sugar, the candied peel and things like that. And I replaced it with stuff that was wholesome and good. So I used things like coconut sugar instead. And I used coconut oil. And I used fresh fruit and fresh zest. And the result was that they were amazing. And everyone loved them. And this was probably the proudest moment for me in my baking career, in that when my mom tried them, I don't think I've ever been so nervous. And genuinely, she didn't say it to please me. She absolutely loved them. And now this is the recipe that she makes, because, you know, what's the point in making something if it's not going to make you feel good after you eat it? It should make you feel good making it. It should make you feel good eating it. And most importantly, you should feel good after you've eaten it, and your body should be like, yes, this is great. So my present to you, my darlings, is these healthier mince pies. So, without further ado, stick on your apron and let's get cooking. So the first things first is make sure that you have all of your ingredients laid out. You can find a full list of these on the website if you look under healthier mince pies in the Healthy Holiday Kitchen. And there's two parts to this recipe. There's the mincemeat recipe and then there's the almond pastry recipe. So I'm going to talk you through the mincemeat first, and you can then stop me there if you don't want to actually make the mince pies but you just want to make the mincemeat. And then I'll talk through the almond pastry part, so that whenever you feel that you want to go back to that and make them, that it's there and you can have me do it along with you. So first things first, we're going to grab a big pot and we're going to throw all of your ingredients inside. Yep, that's right, I said throw them all into a pot. I know what you're thinking, what the hell is she doing? But I promise you, this will work. The reason that we're going to put these all into a pot is, you've often heard, I'm sure, about people who make mincemeat months and months in advance because it has that amazing rich flavour, because it's had time to soak up all of those spices and the juices. And I mean, it's absolutely amazing. That's what Christmas is all about, those beautiful spices and flavours. But this is a quick fix, my darlings. Yep. So by doing this, we are going to push all of those flavors into that fruit. We are not giving it time to rest, and if you have time, that's great, but this is a quick way to inject some of that Christmas flavor straight into that fruit, which means it doesn't need time to mature because it will already have matured. So we're going to heat up our minced meat, so everything that's in there, we're going to bring it to a boil, and when it's boiling, we're just going to turn it down to a simmer and we're going to let it simmer for 10 minutes. This is really important. This is literally softening the fruit. It's allowing all of those flavors to move through. It's going to be amazing. You're going to thank me so much for this, I promise. So while that simmers away for 10 minutes, you can put me on pause and go make yourself a lovely cup of tea or do some Christmas wrapping or dance around the kitchen listening to Christmas FM. So press pause now and I'll talk to you in a few. Oh my God, I'm so glad you're back. I missed you so much. Okay, let's move on. So now that you have your mincemeat stewed, as we will call it, so it's been bubbling away for 10 minutes and I'm sure now it looks plump and shiny, and if you look on the website, you'll see some photos of the ones that I did. And now we're just going to pop it into some sterilized jars. I know, how easy was that? It feels wrong, but I promise you it's so right. So sterilizing jars, I know this sounds like a really difficult thing. I promise you it's not. You literally just have to put them through a normal cycle in the dishwasher and just don't put your fingers inside the jars when you're taking them out. That's it. The reason you don't is because you have bacteria on your hands and you do want to transfer that to the inside of the jars. If you don't have a dishwasher, simply put them onto a baking tray and put them into a preheated oven of 180 degrees for 10 minutes. Just be really careful because when the glass jars come out, they'll be really hot and you don't want to put them on any cold stone surfaces as they may shatter. So you just pop your mince pie filling into your jars and seal them, and that's it. And you leave it for 2 weeks or 2 months or 2 years, however long you like. Your mincemeat recipe is done. And if you want to use them straight away, that's great. And if you want to leave them for another time, that's also great. I'm going to talk through the almond pastry now. So if you don't want to do that today, then you can head off now. And thanks so much for joining me. And I will talk to you next time.